Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Welcome back, 23 After. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's the Platters bringing us back. That's Tony Williams, the voice of the late, great Tony Williams, lead singer of the Platters, bringing us back. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And when you go there and type in Terry Neese, N-E-E-S-E, you can find the work that Terry has helped us with over the years, all the wisdom she's departed, to learn more about some of the things that they've done in the past with helping women entrepreneurs around the world. And Terry, thanks again. Congratulations on the great work. This is National Mentor Month. We're talking about helping. When you think of National Mentor Month, that's across the board, right? That's all mentors.
Absolutely, and we all have mentors that have helped us through the years. And National Mentor Day is January 26th. So. Jim, I know you've had mentors. I have mentors.
Dozens.
From back in the 70s when I first started my business. And
yep.
I intend to pause for that day and make phone calls to people that really helped me when I first got mm-hmm. started and had not a clue what I was doing in my own business. And mentors are important for us, whether you are a business owner, or a government official, or someone who teaches school, whatever you're doing. Mentoring other people and having mentors yourself, I think, is a very healthy thing.
Let me tell you something else about mentors. Folks, if you feel a little uncomfortable thinking you are a mentor, here's what you can do, and it's what my dad did and my mother did, Terry, and I bet your parents did this too, and it's what my mentors did. I never had a mentor in my life. I never had a mentor who said, I'm going to be your mentor, or whom I said to, will you be my mentor? That never happened.
They were my
mentors because my parents and the people, the men and the women that I worked with and at whose knee I learned from, they were my mentors by allowing me to see them fail.
Yes.
They allowed me to see them go through life, be in business, try to make something happen. Maybe it worked, maybe it didn't, but at least they let me see the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I learned from that. Now, there's a great gift when you let people see you fail. That's an incredible gift.
No, that's true. And also,
I'm sorry, Terry. My only point is, folks, if you're in business and you have employees, that's one of the ways you can mentor them. Without making a big official thing, I'm going to be your mentor. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, and when you succeed, to see you be humble about it.
Yep.
And not have a huge ego about the fact that you have succeeded. So I think that's good mentorship as
mm-hmm.
well.
I agree.
I never had anyone come to me and say, I'm going to mentor you,
mm-hmm.
or I didn't ever go to anybody either and say, would you mentor me? But today,
you paid attention,
that
though.
Is
you paid
happening.
Attention to the people you worked with.
I did, and I have probably a call a week or an email a week from someone across the United States that's emailed me and said, or called and said, would you mentor me?
Right.
And so I think that the mentorship thing has really come to the forefront, and people are reaching out wanting to know, how do I be successful? How do I work in this industry, whatever industry it is, and be ethical?
Right.
And
exactly.
So people really are asking for mentorship, and that didn't happen in years past.
Well, there's another thing going on right now that I think is important. There's something interesting happening right now between the younger generations and the older generations, Terry, that's having an effect on mentoring, I think. And that's that when you and I came up, we didn't know anything, right? We had an education, we had energy, we had some smarts, and we were willing to learn anything, and we knew that we had to learn everything we were going to get from that other person, right?
Right.
The younger generation, the millennials coming up right now, they already know a bunch of stuff that's their business. their employers need. They know a lot of technology stuff. So they what they need to realize is just because they already know a lot of stuff and they're already contributing, they don't need to think that they can't learn something. They can't be mentored by somebody who's older than them, even if they don't know how to work some technology like you do. They're still mentoring. Yeah. You can learn. What do you think?
No, that's right. And you know, back to the Peace Through Business graduates, someone asked me a question the other day about, do these women have any kind of education? A lot of these women have college degrees, but they're not in business. Mm-hmm. Their degrees are not in business related. And so they want to start a business and sustain a business, but they don't know how. They're intelligent, but they need the resources, mm-hmm. the knowledge, and the mentorship to help them sustain those businesses. So that we are bringing women in that have been in business for at least a year, that can speak English, we want to help them sustain those businesses and create more jobs in their country.
There's a new class of all that coming up this month. Terry, tell us again how they can find out more about that.
We'd love for you to be an e-mentor via email with women in Afghanistan and Rwanda. Go to our website, www.ieew.org. We have a generic email there that you can email us and say, I want to be an e-mentor. Tell me how. We'll get right back with you on that.
These are high-quality folks, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you that. You won't be disappointed, whatever happens. Terry, I got to wrap it up. Congratulations. You know I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of you, too, and love all the new attention awards you've been getting, Jim.
I appreciate it. I'll see you next time. Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.